Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Eight Latino artists, stunning abstracts, digital prints on canvas, gorgeous landscapes and seascapes, and more are all on display at Delta Arts Center in Winston-Salem. This remarkable exhibit, Puzzle Master Artists Friends, has been extended through mid-September at Delta, and you'll find links to images and more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Artist Reynaldo Vargas wants to fill the emptiness of another's heart. Ale Fuentes wants to transmit the abstract spirit within. And Delta Art Center's Rodney Holman is here to explain this Puzzle Master Artists Friends exhibition.
These are eight artists, most of whom went to the same school in Havana, Cuba. And they have been friends since then, supporting each other, encouraging each other to keep on working, to keep on painting. And this was originally going to be a one-man show by Raul Montero, one of the eight, the only one who lives in Winston-Salem, but he decided that he would prefer to do a group show with his friends.
How did you and Diane bring this together?
Well, Raul has had one or two shows in the past, and it was agreed that he would have another show, and we did have to arrange some transportation for about five or six of the artists in a van ride up from Miami. It was a whole process, arrange housing for them. And then it was kind of fun watching them in the gallery, planning which paintings would go where and getting that organized. And there was lots of interesting discussion in Spanish over the course of a couple of days while that happened.
Now, this also was a unique collaboration with the Hispanic Arts Initiative. How did they work with you to bring this about as well?
Yeah, they were great. When we had an opening a few Sundays back, they came and they had arranged some performers who were playing some great music, which really added to the atmosphere. A lot of their normal supporters came out in great numbers. We had over 60 people at the opening, and probably the most Latinos I've seen in the building at one time.
Those sorts of outreach efforts are so important. The styles that are presented through this art, I'm just glimpsing through a few online, is really remarkable in how varied it is. I was looking at some Reynaldo Vargas work and just seeing the color jump off the page, the images of, I'm assuming, Cuba, and almost a collage technique with images juxtaposed upon one another. Really neat stuff going on there.
Sure, very colorful. And what I love about the exhibit is that mixture of styles. We have Gabriel Orenstein, who is a painter, but he also has a video installation as part of the exhibit. And now that's really hard to describe. It's something you have to see for yourself, but it's animated images. Mm-hmm. And Raul Montero, who mentions that he doesn't like to categorize his style, but he does say that he is switching from more naturalistic style to abstracts. But one of his older paintings, which is there, is called Christ of the Potato. And it's a man with a sack of potatoes on his back. The kind of painting that makes you want to interview the artist and find out, okay, what all were you thinking when you put this together?
My thanks to Delta Art Center's Rodney Holman. This remarkable exhibit, Puzzle Master Artists Friends, has been extended through mid-September at Delta, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. You'll also find information on how you can bring cool, clear water to Delta. The Cool Clear Water Project hopes to raise $1,100 to replace its water fountain. And through powertogive.org, Winston-Salem, you can make this very useful project a huge success. The Arts Council of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County makes it easy, and you'll find links on our website. Again, it's wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.